Hello, and welcome back to Hindsight 2020 and the Curse of Strahd. Say hello, weary travelers.
Hello, weary travelers.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming back and submitting yourself to the Death House and its will, I guess.
Oh, you locked the front door. We can't get out of here.
I did not.
Yeah, we literally tried.
The Death House locked the front door.
I had nothing to do with that. It was never going to happen.
And now I've blinked. I've completely blinked.
Take that, Death House.
Jared tried the door, and Josh was on the other side.
Holding it shut.
So yes, we're continuing on through the Death House in Curse of Strahd as part of our Spooktober excitement moving forward. I guess I'll state it again. Octobers, we're going to be doing some Strahd stuff, aside from our main campaign, just for funsies. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, bring a little bit of a tone, a different vibe to things. With that, I will state again that I would not consider this family and certainly not small child friendly. There are some darker themes. We still tend to stay away from too much in the way of coarse language or sexual content, but it's dark. So warning there. And I believe without further ado, let's get back into it. I am not a messiah sent to you by the dark powers of this land. I have not come to lead you on a path to immortality. However many souls you have bled on your hidden altar, however many visitors you have tortured in your dungeon, know that you are not the ones who brought me to this beautiful land. You are but worms writhing in my earth. Cursed by darkness? Of that I have no doubt. Save you from your wretchedness? I think not. I much prefer you as you are. So last time, well, we had Water Genasi out on the open sea who got unexpectedly transported to the realm of Barovia, where he came across two women who themselves, having recently met, in kind of a strange, odd circumstance of disparate individuals coming together. While the greetings and meetings were occurring, there was a bit of a shriek, and they went off to see, or I guess the Water Genasi kit specifically went off to see what was the matter, and there were these two children being chased by a wolf. Upon going to action, the wolf appeared to be some form of illusion or spectral creature, and with a little bit of conversation, the party of three got directed to the children's house, where a monster is said to lurk in the basement. They enter the house, finding the first couple stories quite pristine and clean, but, you know, a little unsettling as they progressed further and further. At a certain point, they found they could not leave. Perhaps due to some external will, the door of egress would not open. So they continued on, hitting the landing of the third floor, where the house itself seemed to take a bit of a turn. No longer was anything polished and clean, but it was dusty and musty and old. When Kit made a move to go explore, heading off towards a door they believed to be a balcony from earlier inspection of the house, a suit of black plate metal armor came to life and took a swing at him. And that is where we are now, in the middle of initiative. Rolling our initiative at the end of the last session, we had Leo with a 17, Kit with a 14, and Maud with a 13. And this suit of armor, well, it's attacking. we're going to go ahead and begin. If everyone will just place their tokens in a position that seems appropriate. Tink, 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 tink.
Bunk.
Crunk, dunk.
Crunk, dunk.
Crunk. All right. And with the suit of armor having come to life, animated, I'm going to say not really a surprise round because with all the rattling and stuff to make the motion, it's a little bit alarming. So top of the round, first to act would be Leah.
I'm going to walk towards the suit of armor and work my way clockwise around him to put him between the staircase and myself.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to swing my battle axe.
Sounds good. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
Decapitate him like I did the other suits of armor. Ooh. It's not great. 8.
8 is not going to hit.
Then I will, as a shield master, I'm going to shove him as my bonus action. I'm going to try and shove him towards the top of the stairs, aiming to send him down the staircase.
Okay. Go ahead and...
I don't know what that
contested
involves.
Strength is how a shove works.
Don't worry.
Okay.
So. Jeez Louise.
16.
6. So you are able to successfully shove him 5 feet in the direction of the banister.
Where so is he at the top of the stairs? Ah, I shoved him towards Maud. I'm not thinking Maud. Yeah, I'm not thinking about you.
That's all right.
I'm not thinking about anything, apparently. I should have said, Maud, come up here. That's my turn. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. And
I've got good dex, don't worry.
Good.
You shove the black suit of armor and it kind of stumbles off towards the top of the stairs there. Next up will be Kit.
All right. I'm going to cast Frostbite.
Okay.
On the Black Knight armor. Aiming mostly around its legs to try and get it to kind of slip up in the future, maybe.
Okay.
But it needs to roll a dex saving throw.
Okay. And what is the saving throw level?
Oh, sorry. Constitution saving throw.
Constitution. Okay.
And it's a 14 save.
That is a 13.
Oh, snap.
Ooh.
Takes 6 frost damage.
Nice. 6 frost damage, all right.
And has disadvantage on the next weapon attack roll. Excellent. If it makes it before the end of its next turn.
Okay, all right. Sorry, you said 6 points?
Yep.
Sounds good. All right, so hitting the floor, this ice beam kind of starts to crackle and spiral and make essentially the feet and shins of this suit of armor like kind of frosty as it...
He's so noisy.
All right, anything else for you this round, Kit?
That'll be it.
That'll be it. All right. Sounds good. Molly, you are up.
Okay. I'm going to cast Blade Ward on myself.
Okay.
To give me resistance against bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, weapon damage.
Nice. Is it resistance?
Yes.
Cool.
And then from where I'm standing, does it look like I could try to hop the railing around the corner of the stairs, clamber over the banister next to him, and get on top with the rest?
Considering he's right there at the lip of the stairs, I'm gonna say probably not. Okay. If you were like a small creature, I'd let you attempt, but like you got okay. a big suit of armor.
Sorry,
kind
Mom.
Of blocking your path at the moment.
Okay. I guess I don't. Blade Ward's a full action.
It is. Okay.
But can I use my bonus action to get out my hempen rope?
Yeah,
perhaps?
Sure.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. All right. So do your Blade Ward. What does it look like when the Blade Ward manifests?
I trace a sigil of warding in the air, like this, like fingers.
Yeah. Nice.
And then. I think it says, oh, it doesn't say. I like to think that I just, my skin glows a little bit.
Ooh, I like that.
A little shiny.
A little shine.
Like nice. Gleam.
I like it. Very nice. You got your blade ward up. Very good. It is, and that's it for you, I imagine.
I'll take couple steps back.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to go like 5 feet back or 10 feet back?
Let's go 10.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Doing a little bit of a retreat. Now the armor's turn. Having just been shoved, it is going to turn and look at the source of the shove, staring you down with this empty face mask of a black helmet. And it is going to move up towards you. Do you enter the new space when you do the shove?
Gosh, I figured that would be how it has to work.
I don't think so.
But if not, I wouldn't. I'd just shove him away from me 5 feet.
The point is to, at least mechanically, the way it's designed, it's to create space between you and other people.
Okay.
So you can shove them. You're technically shoving them away from you. But yes, so it is going to take 5 steps, 5 foot movement towards Leah, my gosh, I keep wanting to. Your other names, you know, that I've been listening to for my names. and it is going to take a multi attack on it. Actually, hold on. No. Yes, it is multi attack, and it's going to go for a slam. Is it one or both that are disadvantage?
Good question.
Next weapon attack roll it makes.
Okay. It's not technically a weapon, but it is a melee attack, so I'm just going to go ahead and let it go. The first one will be with disadvantage. That is a 7 plus... That's 11?
Misses.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense for her. All right, so it goes a slam, and like, whether you duck or block it off with your shield, he ends up kind of just slamming into the wall behind where he was initially standing, or it was initially standing. And then the second one is a 23
hits
for the slam. That is going to come on down. I rolled so many ones during the heist, so many ones for damage, and it is continuing. So 1 plus 2 for 3 points of bludgeoning damage as it decides to shoulder check after the wide flail. All right. And that will end its move. Back to the top with Leah.
Realizing I had locked Maud on the staircase, I will once again try and decapitate him.
Okay.
With my battle axe.
Sounds good.
15?
15. It is not going to hit.
Man, and I'll do another shield shove, but I'm going to shove him into the eastern kind of corner.
Okay. Contested strength check. Okay, he's probably going to make it. Or you're probably going to make it.
What? Why do I keep rolling like this, you guys? Okay. That was more obvious than I thought it was going to be. 15.
Okay, he rolled a 5, so... Definitely shoved for sure.
Okay.
It's knocked back. And now, anything else for you? No? All right, then Kit, it is.
All right, I'm going to do the same thing. Just cantrip frostbite again. Frostbite,
okay. And that's a constitution saving throw?
Yeah, 14.
Oops. That is a 13 again. Literally a 12 plus 1 again.
Takes 5 points of frost damage.
Nice.
All right. The cold starts to spread up to the knee joints and the thighs. Everything becomes a little more frosty.
Maud, I think there's some room up here now.
and then that brings the disadvantage back for the next attack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Just wanted to make sure. That's good. Good, good, good. And if that's nothing else for you, then we are back to Maud.
Okay, then I'm gonna come up to the top of the stairs and peek around that little corner.
Okay.
So that I can get eyes on him.
All
and
right.
Cast Ray of Frost.
Everyone's really going for this Ray of Frost.
Mm. I mean, it feels on brand, so.
Sounds good. Is that an attack roll or a saving throw?
That is a ranged spell attack.
All right.
That's a 9.
Nine?
Plus
nine
what?
Is
That's a 4 plus 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that is not going to be a hit. I am sorry.
Okay.
Kind of spray the wall a little bit, but he's blocked just enough that it doesn't quite reach.
Then I'm going to slink back 5 feet down the stairs.
Sounds good. Slink away. And then that
I could have slowed him if I hit him.
The armor's move. I think it is going to, you know, because it's a dumb construct, is going to move back towards Leah again.
When he gets shoved, there's no opportunity attacks from that, right?
No. Okay. No, it's because he's being forced. Yeah. Like, she's attacking. I don't, like, she's not able to also swipe at the same time.
But I wouldn't be either, as he's pushed away from me every time.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
No, no, no. Yeah, if an external force moves a person, it doesn't work.
Gotcha.
Geez, even if that was with advantage, that would definitely be a miss. That is currently a 7 for the first roll. And for the second attempt to just clasp both metally gauntlets to try to bring them down over the head. And that one is a... It is a dirty 20, yes.
Hits.
All right. Hey, it's 4 points of damage this time because I didn't roll a freaking 1. I rolled a 2. All right. That, I think, takes its move. And then back to the top with Leah again.
This doesn't feel like it's working. So instead of aiming for his head, I'm going to try and swing my battle axe into his frosty knees.
Okay, sounds good.
18.
18 is going to hit.
Finally. Crack his kneecaps.
Break him down.
For 10 points of damage.
Jeez! All right.
Oh, you're his legs off!
Like, there's an really audible did help. Crack. Yeah. And it's like, you can see on the outside of the thigh that you hit, the plate actually starts to splinter up the outside of the thigh with the frost.
Ooh.
Is it 10? So
yes.
10, cool. All right. Anything else for you?
I'm going to shove him backwards again and say, stop this!
Okay. Go ahead, contested strength check.
Oh, I keep forgetting about that part.
Well, that's a nat 1, so.
Ooh, nat 20! 23!
Definitely get shoved.
Can I get a little, sure, like, wall damage, too? Yeah.
I'll let you shove him back 10 feet if there's space.
Whoa!
But,
no way! Because he's 5 feet deep in the drywall. Yeah.
If there's space, but no wall damage.
No, that's fine.
Anything else?
No.
All right, back to you, Kit.
We're going to keep spreading this frost up.
Sounds good.
So he has another constitution save.
I forgot how to play characters. That one is an 18. So still, is it still take like half damage? Or
No damage.
Nothing, really.
It's a cantrip.
Yeah, it's
that
a cantrip.
That makes sense. Yeah, cantrips are the ones that do that. Okay.
In that case, then, I'm just going to look at... Leia and ask, how are you feeling?
Okay.
I'm going to pull out a shield and step in front of her.
Okay. That's a decision.
And that's it.
That's it?
Okay. Oh, you don't have to do that.
All right.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. And then Maud's turn, if that is all for you.
I'm going to... peek back around the corner and try Ray of Frost again.
All right, go for it. Attack roll with the Ray of Frost.
14.
14. 14 is not going to hit.
Oh, dang. Okay. I guess he is a suit of armor. His AC is
a 9 instead
high
of a 6. But
anything else for you?
I'm going to tie one end of my rope around the banister.
Okay. All right. Don't know where this is going, but you can do it. Yeah,
me
sure.
Me neither, honestly. Flying by the seat of our pants here.
Tying the rope. All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
No? All right. Armor is going to step forward. Now finding Kit in its path, it is going to take these, the multi-attack slams. And okay, that is a nat one on the second. I know it's weird that I read the second one first because it's a nat one.
You getting cold feet?
And then it's a 10 for the first one.
Misses.
Oh,
misses.
Good.
So ooh. Two just flailing arms, like almost like haymakers, just flailing and completely, one completely misses, the other skips off the shield, no problem.
Legs are a bit unsteady at this point.
And that will be it for the armor. And we are back to the top with Leah.
Gosh, I'll move around Kit and try and bring my battle axe straight down onto his head.
Okay.
His helmet.
I'll move around Kit and bring my axe down on his head.
His head.
Wait a second.
Uh-oh, 15.
Tempt 15 in and maybe
is not
trails.
Going to hit, no.
Oh, heck, I'll still try and shove him back into that hallway.
Okay. All right, strength check.
Oh, every time, why? I always just go to move it.
That's an 8.
17.
17, okay. Ooh, it is going right. to be shoved back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's way in
there
now.
Yeah, we're ganging up on you.
Why? Why? Wait, I can't speak. What am I doing? All right. And then it'll be Kit's move.
Yeah, I'm going more frost.
All right. Another constitution save. That one is a 4. Go me.
Nice. I mean...
2 points of frost damage.
Okay. So the frost continues to go a little bit higher. Splinters a little more of the thigh, but it's potentially a little disappointing after the damage that has been done before. Because that first one was a solid hit.
Yeah.
First couple, actually. Anything else for you?
I just want to ask, it's been only attacking, like it doesn't have a weapon, right? It's using...
Yeah, it just
its body,
body slams. I just figured okay. It's still a melee attack, so I'll count it for the disadvantage.
No, that's fine. No, nothing else for me.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then, so that brings us to Maud.
I'm going to delay my action until he's in front of me, in front of the stairs.
Okay.
If he lunges at Leah again.
Okay, all right. Hold that action.
I'm going to try and loop the rope around him.
Okay.
And pull him down the stairs.
Okay, all right.
Because it's tied on one side, so I figure... Loop it around and then just yank, and maybe I can jump over him.
Okay, all right. Interesting, very interesting.
I've got 50 feet to work with here.
All right, so it is going to take that step towards the group of them, which I guess that in and of itself would trigger. The held action.
Yeah.
So... I think it's probably pretty easy to throw a rope over there, but it is going to be a contested strength check.
Okay.
To deal with this bad boy.
I can do this. You can believe in myself. I believe.
You have to beat a 17.
Come on.
I can tell you right now, I'm not going to do that. That's a 14.
That's pretty good.
That's actually really good. Really good for a wizard. That's surprisingly good for a wizard. So you go to pull it and it's just like... Ding. Ding, ding, like the rope goes taut a couple times, but it's not quite enough.
Heavy!
Try it again.
Alright. And with that, the arm will go back to... let me see. It has 3 of you in reach now. The last one did damage to it was Kit. But also you just threw the rope on him, started pulling his attention. So he's going to take a swing at you.
I am.
It is going to be disadvantaged because of the
So if I go down, he has to bear my weight.
disadvantage, even without disadvantage, not great. That would be a 10.
That's going to miss.
It is going to miss. All right. He is going to try again.
Okay.
And that one is going to be a 15.
That'll hit.
That will hit, but you should still have your resistance because of your blade ward.
I think that's very brief.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's stinks.
Because it's a cantrip.
Okay.
As well.
Wait, so how long is it?
I think it's till the end of my turn.
Really?
Yeah. Or till the end of my next turn. Yeah, till the end of your next turn.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That is just a little, yeah, just a little, yeah, duration one round, literally one round. Okay. All right. So sorry, but that is 3 points of damage to the wizard as he gets smacked in the shoulder, or she gets smacked in the shoulder.
You took that like a champ.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yes, of course. With that, top of the round with Leah.
How high is the railing behind me that leads to the hole of the staircase, if you will?
The hole of the staircase? I mean, it's fairly standard height. It's like kind of waist, like bottom of the rib cage area.
I want to try and grab him and tip him over the railing behind me.
Okay, all right.
Could I help by pulling the rope?
I think with the rope tied, it'll be a contested strength, and it'll be yours will be with advantage.
Could I use my frostbite this round at the ground under him to give him disadvantage?
Okay. So you're getting the frosty.
Suddenly we're working like a team. Oh, bad rolls, you guys. 13.
Well, I'm still at disadvantage.
Ooh. It's a 12. And
what's his strength?
14.
So to disadvantage, that is a 14.
Was that I've by won one? Every was that literally... strength contest like so far with him.
Yeah.
To lose it there, you guys. Now I'm just like holding
was
on
that
to
a
him.
13 without your modifier?
No, I think I rolled a 2 and a 10.
Okay. Mm.
All right. Dang Unfortunately, it. It's not going to work. You're kind of in this little bit of a tussle, but he doesn't really, we'll say that let's swap y'all's two's positions because you're going to shove him towards the banister and he does hit the banister.
Okay.
But like he doesn't go over.
Okay.
Or it doesn't go over. So
now he's kind of awkwardly tied to the banister.
Yeah, basically. And Kit, it is. Oh, I guess was that? Does that count as your turn for the round?
If I was able to do the frostbite to give him dissonance, that yes. would have been my action.
Okay.
So then, yeah, I guess nothing else. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. So get you through that, and then we have Maud there. I think the rope tie probably just counts as like a bonus action. So if you have a bigger thing,
I will. Try and hit him with Acid Splash.
All right.
Nice.
All right. Is that a saving throw?
That is a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. He does not have great dex. And that is a 6.
Ah.
Hey.
6.
Got him. 1d6.
Nice.
5 acid damage.
5 acid damage. All right.
In the face.
Yeah, in the face. Oh. The face mask actually kind of like crumbles on the hinges and kind of falls off.
Ooh.
So you still have the helmet, but now it's
the
just this vacuous
missing.
Open space with the visor missing.
Oh. I kind of regret that.
So it was 5 points, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Well done, Mark.
All right. Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Anything else
for
you?
I told you I could do that. No, that's it. That's my action.
Okay. All right. In response to this, it is just going to flail wildly with its multi-attack. So I'm doing a D6. You're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
So that's a 5. First one's going to target Leah. And 2. Second one's going to target Kit. Just flailing. So first one, that is an 11.
Misses.
That's not going to hit. And then for Kit, that is a 13.
Misses.
Oh my
nice.
Gosh.
Barely. I'm glad I had my shield up.
One for that shield. No. All right. Anything else? Well, I guess that's it for that. It for the armor. Top of the round with Leah.
Battle axe straight down on top of his now half helmet.
Okay.
12.
12. All right. Hits the helmet, but shinks off a little bit. Just doesn't quite get purchase on the helmet. Anything else for you?
Can I try and shield shove him over the railing?
Yes. We're going to do the strength contest. And if you beat him, then I'm going to make him do a DC 10 dex throw.
Okay.
And if he doesn't make it, he's going to...
Okay.
All right.
They're going to come around and really walk right
to check.
Okay. I'm going to let go of the rope
that
just
is
in case.
A 7.
Oh, good. 16.
16. All right. So you are going for the shove. Kind of wobbles a bit at the banister. Here is saving
it's
throw.
A natural 3.
Natural 3. And as a plus Ooh. 0, it goes over the banister, falling roughly Ooh. 20 feet, taking just the right amount of damage, literally 2 damage, for it to ka-ting-ta-ting, just echoing clatter of metal echoing up the stairs.
Like peek over the railing.
And
me
the,
too.
Yeah, just splattered out.
Is he getting up?
No. Dang!
No.
You see, like, one arm is detached and lying elsewhere. The it looks like the legs are completely gone, entirely shattered in the frost. A little shrapnel of, like, frosty black plate mail scattered across the hall. Oof. And that ends combat.
How are you feeling, Malt?
Honestly, I'm feeling pretty cocky after that.
You should be. Do you see yourself?
That's pretty cool. Hurt a little bit.
I'm going to touch my own neck and heal myself 4 points.
Okay.
Malt, do you need one? Specifically.
That would help.
I'm going to put my hand on your cheek and you'll heal one hit
Thank
point.
You.
Think I could get one too, and I'm gonna just lean my cheek in to get touched.
I'm gonna do one of those like when you smack someone's cheek, kind of roughly, but you're not actually slapping them.
You look fine.
All right, so that's you can you're now just back in the hallway. Everything's dusty,
back
and
up to
dirty.
Three quarters.
Was that the monster?
I don't know.
I get the feeling, probably not. Because, if I was a kid and that came at me, I would say, a man in a suit of armor. Or a suit of armor. Kids know what a suit of armor is, right?
Sure.
You probably wouldn't say a monster. If that's what chased you in it, I don't know.
Oh, you're right.
Fair point.
I don't like it up here.
Me neither.
Well, then let's be quick, and I'll go and open the door I was going to open before getting attacked.
Oh, my gosh. We're absolutely going to go the way of the skeleton we found in that secret closet.
We are, yeah.
So you open up the door. Really got to make the squeaks worse as y'all ascend higher. Dust and cobwebs shroud an elegantly appointed bedroom. There are two sets of doors on the northern end of the room. One, a single simple wooden door. The other, a set of double doors set with panes of stained glass. The bedroom contains a large bed, two end tables, and a wardrobe. Mounted on the wall next to the wardrobe is a full-length mirror with an ornate wooden frame carved to look like ivy and berries.
What do you want to bet that's not actually ivy and berries?
Is there a fireplace in here?
There is not.
Okay. Anything that could be lit?
No.
Okay.
No.
I want to investigate the bedside tables and the bed to basically see, does this seem like it's been used recently?
Okay. Go ahead and do a... you call this insight if you don't want to use perception.
Okay. 17?
17. They're largely untouched. They're not the most neatly made, but they don't appear to have been used recently.
Okay. And then I do want to examine the wood around the mirror.
The wood around the mirror. Go
See
ahead.
If it looks like what?
Give a perception check on that one.
24.
Nice.
24. All right. So two things as you examining around the mirror. One is that amongst the berries in the, amongst the ivy and the berries, some of the berries are not berries, but eyeballs.
No.
Additionally, with that high of a roll, you notice that surrounding the mirror itself, the wall seems strange. Appears it might contain a secret.
I want to poke an eyeball.
Okay, you poke an
poke all the eyeballs.
Poke all the eyeballs. So you're just repeatedly poking all these eyeballs. You build up enough force that the wall actually begins, like, kind of budges and swings in a little bit, and you found yourself a secret door.
I think it was the eyeballs, or it might have just been the whole thing was a door.
Is it the narrow rectangle between? Did
yes,
I open
is.
The right thing?
That okay. is correct.
Maud just shakes her head.
And a quick peek in, you can see a very dim, dusty, dark, cobwebbed cobweb-filled set of stairs leading upward.
Up.
Still a sense of a cold draft. Kind of pours out a little more cold into the room when the door budges.
Then the stairs that go up.
Up is still not where we want to go, is it? I mean, I don't want to be here at all.
No.
Then let's try out.
Hang on. What's this other set of doors?
That should be to the balcony based on what we saw from out front.
For the single door or the double doors?
The double doors. Double doors, gotcha. Yeah. Here I thought it was a master bath or something.
So, are you going to the double doors?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you go to the double... Yeah, so just opening the double doors, you do indeed find yourself a balcony overlooking the front of the house. Again, kind of just staring off into the Svalik woods down the old Svalik road. Pretty much the same, you know, same kind of vista you've seen when you were looking out the windows at the lower levels, just a little bit darker now.
Can I open the door?
The double doors?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was with the assumption that you had already opened the double doors.
Oh, so I can get out onto the balcony?
Yeah.
Can I, jump over?
You're on the third floor.
I have a rope.
I'm with you.
I'm down as long as you tie that thing first.
Nah, we'll just, like, jump holding the rope together.
So you open the set of double doors, and there is... a balcony overlooking the front of the house, looking out upon the Svalik Forest and the old Svalik Road, as you might expect from your earlier views through the first floor and second floor windows. But there is a like high vertical gate bar surrounding this balcony, kind of enclosing the area.
Makes sense.
Just to make sure, I'm going to use Acid Splash.
Oh.
On the metal bars, just to see if anything, we can maybe make an opening.
All right, you can do Acid Splash.
What were you flinging?
Constitution
that
save or Dex save? Sorry,
just roll the damage.
5 acid damage.
Fine. So you splash the acid damage.
See, we have something in common.
There's some like a little bit of
oh no,
kind of the hiss and the. Not, it's not smoke, vapor, I suppose. That would usually come with sort of an acid burn, but once it dissipates or evaporates, there's the slightest bit of tarnish on the bars, but they seem largely unharmed.
Hand carved mahogany.
Hand carved wrought iron is something else.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah. It was worth a shot, though.
Is there any other entrances back into the house from out here? Or is it only into the bedroom?
Only into the bedroom, yes.
Is there a window into another room on there?
There is a window into
another
room.
Can I look into the window?
You can certainly look in. It's a little bit kind of dusty, dirty, so go ahead and give me a perception check.
All right. I think that's a 17.
That's a 17. All right. Yes. Looking in, it appears to be a nursery. There is a crib covered with a hanging black shroud.
Oh, I don't want to go in there.
Are you still looking in it?
Yes.
I'll walk into the bedroom and open the door to the what seems to be the nursery, and I want to walk up to the window and wave.
I jump just out of my skin.
Well, before any of that happens, as Kit approaches the door to the nursery, a ghostly spectral form appears. There is a... let me read the... The ghostly spectral form appears of a what looks like a terrified, skeletally thin young woman.
Oh.
And she just... and lunges at Kit. And
oh, no.
Roll initiative.
I am brought inside. I have no idea this is happening.
You would hear that.
Oh, I heard the shriek. Okay, sure. Okay. So I roll initiative?
Yeah, everyone's rolling
initiative. The distance here, by the way, is like 10 feet.
Yeah,
okay. We're talking about.
12.
Okay,
oh, initiative. We need to do the 15. Rolling for that.
Shit. 15.
Spectral 12. Form.
What?
Six.
Not... things. This is bad. That is an 18, unfortunately, for the specter.
At some point, I probably said something like, man, I'm really, really tired.
Yeah.
Shoot.
All right. And so the first thing it is going to do...
Do I have it placed right?
It's actually going to form in the room behind you.
Oh,
it forms from within the bedroom.
Oh.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh.
Yes.
There.
Yeah, so you can do it.
Yep.
Basically, there is good. It kind of, you know, more or less far side of the room, but okay. As it's lunging, it closes space. And it is going to use its life drain for a total of 9. Add kit there.
9 damage?
Attack roll.
Okay. Oh, God, my heart stopped.
It's going to miss. Figured it would. And yes, it just this long, like, skeleton thin. You can kind of see, like, there's, like, thin, like, very thin, almost see-through dress
sheer.
That you can actually see. Sheer, thank you. that you can see, like, even the impression of ribs as the spirit flies forward and the fabric kind of drapes.
Ooh.
In the wind of movement.
Yeah.
But that is all the specter can do for this round, so it is Kit's move.
Elizabeth, is that you? Well, if it is, I'm sorry. And I'm going to use...
You can also do an insight check if you like.
Oh, would that be a bonus action?
Don't even, it's not even
sure.
You're just like, you're looking at this person, can you glean this information?
13.
13? It doesn't really look like the Elizabeth you saw in the portrait.
Okay. Going to use Frostbite.
Frostbite, all right.
So Constitution saving throw.
Okay, and it is, that's cold damage?
Yes.
Cold damage. Constitution saving throw.
Needs to save 14.
That is a 6.
Takes 2 points of cold damage.
Okay. So it hits you with the cold damage. The cold air kind of like bursts forth like through the spectral form and leaving the impression that maybe it didn't do as much as you thought it should.
Oh, what? I'm sorry. What'll work on a ghost? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, jeez, this is tough.
And anything else for you, Kit?
I'm just pulling my shield back out.
All right, sounds good. And then, Leah, your move with Mod on deck. One day I'll get in the habit of doing that.
I'm going to go back inside. And...
I don't think it's Elizabeth.
And looking at this thing, I'm just guessing that my axe will go through her. I'll just ask this. Would I have any, and if this is my action, that's okay. I would like to do some sort of check to know if my holy water, with its radiant damage, would I know if that would affect a creature like this or
you
not?
Do, you can do a...
Religion?
Either religion or nature, depending on... How you want to view the specter.
To do a religion check for 10.
For 10?
Shucks.
With a 10, you don't think you're like, you don't expect radiance to necessarily have an effect.
Okay.
But perhaps things that are a bit more of a magical nature would better affect.
Well, shucks. I got nothing. I'm gonna throw my javelin at her.
Okay, throw your javelin at her.
For, finally, 23.
Okay, that will hit.
8 points of damage,
All right. So you throw a spear, it... kind of passes on through. There is a little bit of a resistance, and you can see the body gives a little bit as it comes through and it shrieks a little bit.
You're so strong.
Okay.
Anything else for you, Leah?
No.
No? All Thank right. You. Up to Maud.
Okay. I'm going to try leaning in through the doorway to use Blade Ward.
Blade Ward?
Okay. I mean, no, sorry, Ray of Frost.
Ray of Frost, okay. That's an attack.
Which is an attack roll, yeah.
Cool.
That is 15.
15, it is going to hit.
Okay. So that's...
That's cold damage, yeah?
Yeah, frost damage.
Understandably, yeah.
6.
6?
6 points of damage.
All right, so shoot the ray of frost. The mist hits and kind of floats on through in a similar fashion. You're feeling really, like, really good about the hit, but it doesn't seem to affect her as much as you would have hoped.
Hmm. Both
Anything
of
else for you, Maud?
Have ice and acid.
Mm-hmm.
I have taken notice.
I think that's it for now.
Okay. All right. So does the specters move again? I guess, are you right up next to it?
I'm the duck.
This is me.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
Probably still the by the door. I just came in and threw it.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
duck outside.
Outside, yeah.
Yeah, so, sorry, were you, did you move into the doorway?
I was leaning
into
the door.
Okay, cool,
yeah.
cool. All right. I think with both the javelin coming from Leah as well as the frost having come from that direction, it is going to go at Leah with a life drain.
Does it need to move?
Oh, no.
Isn't it right up on Leah?
Nope, it's here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it can go. It can move up on Leah there.
Out of my range or not quite?
That still counts as your range.
Okay.
Yeah. Still in an adjacent square. But that is a dirty 20 on
Hits.
The life drain. And then...
Does this allow for half damage on a success?
Hmm?
No, it's just... It was an attack roll. That doesn't make any sense.
Gotcha.
I was just hoping.
So that is 4 points of necrotic damage.
Necrotic damage.
And you have to succeed, you have to do a DC 10 constitution saving throw.
I rolled a 16.
16? All right. You're
for 18.
All right. Then you're good. You're good. No other comments. Moving on. Kit, your move.
All right. I'm going to pull out my belaying pin and as a bonus action, Shillelagh.
Okay.
Again, it'll kind of start to grow different kind of nautical barnacles and things like that all over it.
Sounds good.
And I'm going to just step up and swing.
All right. Take a big old swing on it.
Ooh.
24 to hit.
Nice.
Yes.
And that'll be 6 damage. And Shillelagh does make my belaying pin a magical weapon.
Yes. Yes. Ooh. Like I say, with the effects of the magical weapon. Interestingly, when you take a swing with it, there's actually like feedback. There's a bounce back when you clock the thing. And 6 points of damage. It's looking in pretty rough shape. And off to Leah if there is nothing else for Kit to do.
Nope, nothing else.
I'll take a swing with my battle axe.
Sounds
seeing
great.
Kit successfully have something bounce off of her. 16.
16 is going to hit.
Okay. 4 or 5 points of bludgeoning damage. Oh,
five
no,
points.
Sorry, slashing damage.
Slashing damage, all right. Okay, all right.
I'll try.
Takes a...
No, go on.
takes a decent, it ends up, it does kind of whiff through, you do see it, like it gives a little, kind of like, if it almost looks like the spectral dress like tears a bit in a weird way, doesn't make any sense, but it happens. Still looking in really rough shape, but not quite as hard of a hit as you thought when you were putting that effort behind it.
I'll try to shield shove her as well.
Okay. You can do that, I think. you can certainly try.
It was contested strength for that'd be an 18.
All right, it comes a little more spectral as your shield just kind of whoosh, through
Do
it
I
and comes
move
back
through
out.
Her?
Actually, yeah, with the lack of resistance, you kind of push through. However much weight you were putting behind it.
With an 18 strength, I'm like, I put a lot of weight behind it.
Yeah, you can stumble on through. Yeah.
And kind of frustratingly yell, "We have no quarrel with you."
How did that feel?
She has one with us.
Cold.
Ooh.
Anything else for you?
Am I near my javelin? Could I pick it up now that I've walked through her?
You threw it wherever I...
She was
I can't see over my screen, so whatever angle you threw the javelin at...
I'm probably right next to it.
That works for
me. It might be the next square over.
I'll
just pick it up and put it on it. If that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine with me. And now Maud.
So, I don't think I know much about ghosts.
Okay.
But I have a dumb theory.
All right.
This key is iron. Can I load it into my sling and fling it at her?
I mean, it's an item you can whip around.
Some folklore says that ghosts hate iron.
Go ahead and make a ranged weapon attack.
Okay.
Use your sling. It decks.
Oh, that's a... Oh. That's a 13.
That is going to hit.
Okay. What are these? That's 4.
That's a 4?
Yeah.
Describe this creature's demise.
Ooh! I guess the key cuts a perfect key-shaped hole through her forehead. And then she just evaporates like a smoke ring.
Very good. Kind of fades away, shrieking and wailing as it is. Even though it was a killing blow, you're still like, I thought I hit it harder.
So was it the key? Did the iron help?
How did you know that was what the key was for?
Did you see where it landed?
I'll go look for the key.
All right. It's pretty easy to find the key. It's just a key just flew through the room and clattered onto the floor, hit the back wall and clattered, you know? but yes, that moves us out of this little scuffle.
I need to rest.
I mean, we're in a bedroom. As long as it's not...
Do ghosts
haunted
come back?
I don't know.
Are you tired or hurt?
Both.
I'm going to cast Goodberry.
Okay. Very nice.
And so I'm going to reach into my pocket and pull out just 10 berries and be like, if you're hungry or hurting, these will help.
Sure.
For reference for anyone that doesn't know, one berry will give 1 HP.
Wow.
And they'll stop being useful after 24 hours.
I'm only 7 from full.
Feel free to take whatever you need.
Can I have 2?
Mm-hmm.
Just 2?
Okay.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, those are good.
I am out of healing forever until I take a long rest, just to warn everyone. Although that was huge.
Thank you.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
I can probably find a couple more berries if we need.
Oh.
Hopefully we won't need.
They tasted so good.
It's a home recipe.
Recipe?
Some call it magic.
Okay.
So you'll find yourselves in this, in the bedroom. The specter has dissipated.
She didn't seem to want me to go into this room.
Please don't try again.
Kind of.
Are you sure?
Maybe we should just leave the room alone. Keep going through the window.
I mean, the specter's gone now.
Are you sure? What if it just makes a specter?
We know the key.
Did you touch? I don't know that that worked, actually, or if that was just a coincidence.
I believe in you.
So you're going to the nursery?
I'm
going to
slowly reach my hand to the door and just see if anything happens when I touch the door.
You touch the door.
I flinch.
And nothing happens.
I'm going to grab the doorknob and slowly turn it.
Okay.
It's unlocked. Again.
And I'll slowly open it.
All right. into the nursery, yeah. So as stated, there's a crib covered with a hanging black shroud.
Don't disturb the dead. Don't. Please.
I think it's just a...
Is it, like, pitch black, or can I see through it? Like, is it a veil?
It obfuscates what's in the... what may or may not be in the crib.
Is there any cracks in it or any openings?
Yeah, you can kind of
I'll do that. Peer for a little without bit. Touching it, I want to be able to see if there's a way to kind of peer in.
I guess do a perception check, just because if you're not touching it, then, you know.
10.
10? It looks like there is a kind of a tightly wrapped bundle in there.
Ooh.
I think something's still wrapped in here.
I'll give you one guess what it is.
Let's just leave it in peace.
Yeah.
Is this how you bury your dead here?
Where are we gonna put it? In the spooky woods?
What you want.
Also, these are Strahd's acolytes, so.
Do you think it's actually
a baby?
A baby versus something hidden?
I don't think it's worth the risk.
This will sound terrible, but I want to take out my scimitar. just because it's one of the longest things I have on me. And just kind of poke at it from outside without having to pick it up. I want to see, basically, is it hard?
There's a little bit of a give to it, but there's no real response or anything.
So it doesn't feel metal or wooden?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we can leave it.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
They should really put up a sign or something.
Is there anything else in that room?
You can come in and look.
I don't want to.
Nothing else catches your eye.
Should we look at whatever is around the corner of the hallway, or...
Yeah.
Go upstairs.
I don't want to go upstairs just yet.
No, me neither.
Then I'll walk back
out into the
hallway.
Last time we went upstairs.
Okay.
It didn't go so well.
Every time we go upstairs.
So, entering back into the hallway, you have a door immediately on your left, and then you also have two different sets of doors around the L bend on the opposite side of the hallway.
I'll just signal in here?
Yes.
To the left, the immediate left.
Okay.
I'll open that door.
All right, you open that door. Dusty shelves line the walls of this room. A few of the shelves have folded sheets, blankets, and old bars of soap on them. There's a cobweb-covered broom in the corner.
I just want to take a quick look through the shelves if there's anything that stands out as out of place in a linen closet.
All right, stepping into the closet, looking at the shelves. Go ahead and do a perception check.
16.
16, all right, so looking around. Nothing seems out of place at the linen closet. However, as you kind of, you know, figure things out stuff, the broom lifts up, thwacks you, and floats on out into the hallway here. And everyone roll initiative.
Finally, this floor is going to get cleaned.
And that was a no damage thwack. That was 20. Purely for character.
For a 19, though. Natural 20 for a 19.
We gotta lock this man in the closet or something.
I opened the door. You told me to.
The description of the broom, I was like, something's off about that freaking broom. That broom is bad news.
That was me adding a sentence about the broom, because I was like, nowhere do they address the broom other than this broom attacks when
good
you get close.
You.
So let me describe it. Anyway, sorry, what was you?
19.
19.
But I have to say it was a natural 20 because it feels important. My dex is
okay.
Negative
so,
one.
So,
it's a, yeah.
Sorry, but the tie is going to go to the broom.
I lost to a broom. Yeah, that checks
to
out.
Clean
the
sweep.
Broom's not wearing plate armor. Sorry, Maud?
10.
10
and 7.
7. All right. Maud.
I'm reeling from that whack.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit of a surprise. Like, what
birds in your ears.
All right. So the broom is, I guess we should probably set the board a little bit. Yeah, so the broom kind of just comes, like kind of floats more or less out into the hallway space. Doesn't move too far. So it floats out into the hallway space, not terribly far, but because you are the one who disturbed it, it is going to try to do its little broomstick attack on you. And it is a melee.
Broomstick attack.
It is a multi-attack. So first one is 16.
Oh,
that'll hit.
And the second one is 13.
That'll miss.
That'll miss. All right. That is... Oh, how cute. They use his D4s for damage. It is 5 points of damage.
Dang. What?
Multiple D4s.
Yeah.
That's better than a D8.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, its dex is super high. That's really what happens.
It must be super hard to All hit. Right.
And then I think that's it for the broom. Next will be Leah.
Jeez. I'm going to swing at it with my battle axe.
Okay, go for it.
I'm trying to cut it in half, basically. Not hot dog style hamburgers. Well, in case it need be said.
What?
Ooh, that's a no. It's an 8.
Yeah, that's a no. Congratulations.
Am I allowed to on a bonus action? This is a little crazy. Just hold my torch out in front of me, and then if it flies near me, I'm in.
Can you try and hit
I'm not your torch? Going for it. I just want to like make that a point.
I thought you were
going
to just grab it.
Should
okay, but then we might get attacked by a flaming broom.
This is true.
I mean, you gotta hold it out there.
Did Leah think that through?
It's no. Unlikely much is gonna happen. But Maud, like, it is your move.
No.
I'm gonna try and hit this thing with Ray of Frost. And
all right,
that's
go for it.
I don't know, man. Ooh, a 10.
A 10. 10 is not going to hit.
I did not think it would.
Darn bird.
However, I guess that's all I'm going to do. That's all I really can do.
For you, Kit.
I'm going to cast Frostbite.
Okay.
A classic at this point. Yep. It has to do a constitution save.
Constitution for a broom. Does it have much? I guess that is a 12.
Miss, so it fails.
Jeez.
Nice.
5 points of frost damage.
Woo-hoo.
And then as a bonus action, I'm going to close the closet door.
Just close yourself in there.
Yeah. Good idea.
Oh, man. Because it's in the hall now.
You better hope that the towels don't come to life.
That is so
funny. That honestly
so funny.
Sounds like it would be nice
just
at this
smothered
point.
Smothered to death by All a right. stack of towels.
So, with, I think it's going to fly into the door briefly before realizing, oh, that's not a hard thing, and hone in on the direction of Leah, who had just done things. And the first is going to do its multi-attack again. The first one's disadvantage because it failed its saving throw.
Nice.
So that's an 8.
Misses.
And then the second one, that...
Did you just roll a D10? D12? D12 is better than D10. D12 looks a little bit more like a dodecahedron.
I think it is a dodecahedron.
Other D20 is literally... Thank you.
Maybe?
Jared, you can't put those next to the screen. I can't see them. Hand them back to me, please.
We need to get you a periscope or something.
Yes.
Something like that. Okay. All right. And that second one is a... Is it plus 3? Yeah. No.
I think you said it was minus 2.
That's a 16.
Misses.
All right. So just banging at a shield. Just ding, ding, ding. Going at you. But that is it for the broom. Leah, sorry. Leah.
I'm going to try and grapple it.
Okay.
I want to grab it and basically, like, put my weight on top of it.
You hear from in the closet, break it over your knee.
Okay. All right. So we can do that. It is going to be your strength versus its dex,
no!
actually.
I was hoping that wouldn't happen somehow.
It has a plus 3 on dex, and...
All right, so do I on strength. Do you have a natural 20?
You got a nat 20. Okay, so it slips out of your grasp, and as a reaction, it slips out of your grip and makes an... melee attack against you with advantage.
Sounds like exactly
Gives
what would
bonk.
Happen.
Well, still, even with advantage, that's a 17.
Misses.
Jeez.
Ooh. You've hit me so Paladin. Many times, and yeah. I was like, well, I've got such a high armor class, that'll never happen.
I have two very opposing dice. One just seems to always roll high, Outlined. And the other low.
Yeah.
And then until I roll them together, and then who knows what's happening. Anyways, Maud, your move.
It's loose, right?
It
in
is,
the room?
It is loose. It is loose in the room.
You okay. saw me total fumble.
I'm going to try and fire another ray of frost at it.
All right.
I guess good. That's all I really got at the moment. It's a 15?
It is going to hit.
Okay.
Heck yes.
I'll blast it.
Blast it. Blast it good.
Just 1 second. Okay. So that's 6 damage.
Okay.
And nice. Its speed is reduced by 10 feet. Until the start Jeez. Of my next turn.
Nice.
Not that it's going anywhere.
Wait, we really didn't address that when it attacked me. I had the torch out. We just ignored that was happening. I can't believe you ignored that. It wasn't even scared of you.
It doesn't have eyes. I don't know what senses it's fallen into. I wonder about that sometimes. It's like magical enough to know where creatures are, but not magical enough to see. I don't know. Anyways, Kit, you hit it with the frost and it kind of like you see the wood starts to splinter as it's flagging with its slowed movement. And nice. Looking in pretty rough shape. Kit, your move.
All right. Well, in the closet, I'm going to... Actually, would it be a bonus action to open the door, right? Versus movement?
I wouldn't really consider opening and closing doors an action or bonus action unless it's something that actually requires you to unlock or it requires
okay, in that
you
case,
to physically
while
take
the door is still
lift
closed,
and move sort of
shillelagh.
Thing. Okay.
Then I'm going to open the door and step out and attempt to whack the broom and see if it'll shatter.
All right, go ahead and whack the broom.
Break it with your dirty stick.
Break it with this dirty stick. That will be a 18 to hit.
It will hit.
Ooh.
Yes.
4, 5.
All right. Describe this creature's destruction.
Yes.
I imagine it is still kind of frozen and splintering. And so when it gets hit, it just shatters.
Yep. Splinters of wood everywhere.
Cover my head.
Skips off the top of your hair a little bit. Get a couple splinters stuck.
Yeah. Leah, you have broom in your hair.
Oh, could you get it?
Yeah, here.
Thank you. But otherwise, a storage closet.
Whose idea was that room?
I didn't say, go into the linen closet and wake up a magical broom. It was my idea.
I can't blame you.
To be fair, I think maybe you're just jinxed or something. Because you keep getting jumped every time you touch a
every
door.
Every time.
I'm the one who's not from around here. Y'all need to be warning me if I shouldn't be doing this.
I said, I don't want to go into the bathroom. And you went right for it and woke up a ghost. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the ghost cursed you.
Maybe. The ghost was pretty cool, though. I mean, I've seen some spirits out at sea. That one was pretty interesting.
You see? Wow.
At sea.
You see the cheek lines, cheekbones? Great definition.
Well, it's been like, have you seen at sea?
Have the hots for that emaciated ghost?
No. Saying it stayed pretty fit for a ghost.
It's a ghost.
I just slapped both my hands to my face and slowly peeled them down.
I'm gonna walk past Kit and go for the double doors on the east side,
very gently opening them up.
You stay here just in case you're hexed.
I'm gonna sit in the hall.
I'm gonna sit next to you.
All right, so the double doors to this room have dusty panes of stained glass set into them.
Oh.
The designs in the glass resemble windmills. You open it up, and it looks like a bedroom suite.
Oh.
Dusty cobweb-filled master bedroom has burgundy drapes covering the windows.
This is the master.
Furnishings include a four-poster bed with embroidered curtains and tattered gossamer veils, a matching pair of empty wardrobes, a vanity with a wood-framed mirror and jewelry box, and a padded chair. A rotting tiger skin rug lies on the floor in front of the fireplace, which has a dust-covered portrait of Gustav and Elizabeth Durst hanging above it. There's a web-filled parlor in the southwest corner containing a table and two chairs, and resting on the dusty tablecloth is an empty porcelain bowl and a matching jug.
A wash basin, perhaps?
Oh, there's also a door facing the foot of the bed has a full-length mirror mounted on it. And a door in the parlor, there's a door in the parlor area as well.
I'll gently try the door in the parlor area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Opens up to a similar outside balcony with these really, these tall wrought iron bars, very much in the shape and form of a cage. Mm-mm.
And behind me, does that look similar to the dumbwaiter we saw on the level below us?
Yes, behind you, yes, there is. It does look very similar to the dumbwaiter.
I want to open that up and see if I can retrieve my wooden spike.
Okay. Yeah, you go ahead and roll that up. You kind of have to do like one of those where you get it almost up to your level, but then have to pull your hands out from the rope and like physically lift the box up the rest of the way.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's just a rope and pulley system, so
it's still there. No
one else has taken it.
So if this is the master bedroom, I definitely thought the other one was. Was that the bedroom of
the children? Probably.
Specifically the stillborn child.
The one with the black shroud over the
not
crate?
Elizabeth.
I don't think that, I mean, it did not, it looked adult. The ghost looked adult.
Agreed. I think it's the other woman.
Her mother.
Oh, you think she's a... maybe from the dungeon
but
basement?
She lived with them?
Probably not on purpose.
Right.
Is there any other doors in here we haven't opened?
There is a door across from the foot of the bed.
Closet. Probably.
Should I open that door? And I'm going to slowly put my hand towards it.
I don't know. I'm going to hide behind you. Facing back, though, because you got attacked from behind by a ghost last time.
I will open the door.
Yeah, you open the door, and the door opens to reveal an empty, dust-choked closet.
Okay.
Not really anything in there.
Nothing manifests in the room?
Nothing manifests in the room.
I close the door.
Is there anything that matches my key?
I'm not
just anything that matches your
my key. Yeah.
Go ahead and give me a perception check. Come on.
I'll help you.
Do a look around. Yeah. Okay. Then do it with advantage, or you can also roll. However you want to do that.
Mm-hmm. 14.
14. Okay. So digging around, doing a little bit of a scan of the room. The only thing you can really find that has any sort of lock or latch on it is the jewelry box. But it is not locked, simply latched. And, inside, there are a few what seem to be quite pricey items. There is a vanity made of silver with gold filigree, and inside of it there are three. Well, the jewelry box itself is made of silver with gold filigree. My bad. And it contains three gold rings and a thin platinum necklace with a topaz pendant. The necklace in particular seems quite valuable.
Okay, do you guys think we can get away with taking this?
Is the jewelry box dusty on the outside?
I mean, there was like a layer of dust on top that, like, you know, as it was open sort of thing.
It's not doing anyone any favors here.
Right?
We must as well.
I'm gonna keep them in the box, though. Can I fit the box in my bag, probably?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll just strap it to the outside of my bag.
Yeah, this shiny box strapped to the outside of your dirty backpack.
Seeing as how we're not getting paid to be eaten by this house. So you said there were three rings and necklace.
Three gold rings and a thin platinum necklace with a topaz pendant.
Oh. Okay.
Were there any other doors out in the hallway we hadn't tried?
The only other door out in the hallway would be the one opposite the master bedroom here.
Would anybody like to do the honors?
No.
Then I will open the door.
Right. This dark room contains a wooden tub with clawed feet, a small iron stove with a kettle resting atop it, and a barrel under a spigot in the east wall.
Oh.
Gonna cast Frostbite on the barrel.
Okay. The barrel gets all frosty, but it doesn't react in any fashion.
I feel better about myself.
He's suspicious of everything now.
Too many things everything have animated moves. And come to life.
Anything in there?
A bathtub seems like a place to wash up.
Ooh. Could use a bat.
So, I mean, all that's left on this floor, it seems, is that crib and the creepy stairs.
I guess I'm not going anywhere near that crib.
No.
I say we take the stairs.
We have no other option.
No other good option.
Can I do either nature or lore or something check on if there would be any meaning to be inferred by a spirit guarding the room with the crib?
I'm going to say for this, give me an insight check.
Okay.
Can I help him if we're talking about it as a group trying to deduce what might have happened?
Yes, but simply because it's inside, though, it'll be separate roles.
Understood. Oh, okay.
Separate roles, because it's down. Like...
bad. I think it's an 8.
Nat 20.
Nat 20?
Nice!
So thinking back about the specter and the room, the way the woman was dressed, it did give the impression that she may have been a nursemaid.
Oh.
And so... logically, a young babe's nursery might be attached to her room for her to easily watch over and attend to it.
So but then...
that wasn't the kid's room.
The baby couldn't have been stillborn. It wouldn't have needed a nursemaid.
Good point.
Why would she be there?
So are we sure that that was a baby in the crib?
Was it not the same baby that Strahd mentioned?
Who knows how many times he's done that.
What?
I mean, I want to go back to that smaller bedroom.
Okay.
And looking around, does it look like the kid's room or like the nursemaid's room?
Give me, let's do insight for this as well.
Okay. Six.
You don't know.
Okay.
Maybe kids have played here on the floor. I don't know. You don't see much in the way of toys, but otherwise, like, yeah, kids can make anything into toys,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm just like, if this isn't the kids' room,
where did the kids stay?
Did they even live here?
And why did the servants' quarters downstairs have a closet, but this room has a secret staircase?
I think there's one way to find out.
Up we go.
All right.
So, you return to the secret door, and you see a cobweb-filled wooden staircase leading upward. That cold, musty draft flowing on down. And y'all are free to enter as you choose.
Just before we do that, having grown up on ships and stuff, like, I'm used to us when we have dead, we throw them overboard. And so I need to know, like, is this in fact the kid? And I'm going to go into the nursery and attempt to open it.
All right. So you open it, and there is the, open the nursery, open up the shroud, and see a tightly wrapped baby-sized bundle lying in the crib.
I'm going to reach down and just feel it.
I'm
going to
run up behind Kit and kind of grab him, pull him backwards by the shoulder.
Look at this place. It had no peace in life. Let it have peace in death.
I don't think this is peace. And I'm going to grab it.
Okay, you grab it and you're basically, more or less,
I'll have left the room.
Okay. As you grab it and, like, go to, like, kind of, you know, just grab it, look at it, pick it up, it falls apart and unwraps in your hands, and it's a blanket with nothing inside.
Trick baby.
So I'm going to walk out of the room and say it was empty.
Did the ghost know that?
Oh. Wish we could ask her.
That's key. It was too powerful.
I guess we head upstairs.
Are you gonna leave that blanket?
Yeah, did you take the blanket with you?
I left the blanket.
I do not want the blanket.
Just making sure.
It was a nice
sure.
blanket, but...
Okay, so... You have a cobweb-filled wooden staircase leading up. At the top of the landing, you end up in like a rather bare hall choked with dust and cobwebs, with multiple doors providing egress from this hall. Similar to the floor below, everything is dirty and dusty and old. The kind of musk that you sent before is just now dank and like bordering on disgusting. Like there's the smell of mildew and mold and rot suffuses this floor. And from, well, there are essentially four doors pointed out from this main hallway.
Should have brought the soap up from that closet.
I can go grab it if you need it.
So?
Does your book happen to say anything about what to do in this type of situation?
I hold it open and it just opens to Ray of Frost because this is the one I use the most.
The binding's creased perfectly.
It's so funny.
You are very adept at that.
I have a lot of practice.
Any idea what to open first?
I mean, this one's closest. Should I do it?
We can work clockwise.
Okay. Yeah, clockwise. I want to just look at the door first and make sure it doesn't look super booby-trapped.
Go ahead and do a perception check for me.
Okay. Perceive... The heck? That's a 9, I think. 1 second. Yes, that's a 9.
You don't see anything.
Okay. Here goes. Open the door.
All right, push on open. This dust-choked room contains a slender bed, a nightstand, a small iron stove, a writing desk with a stool, a wardrobe, and a rocking chair.
Okay. Moving into the room. Can I take a look inside the wardrobe? Is it open? Unlocked?
Yep. You go in, there's no latch or anything. Or there is a latch, but there's no lock on the wardrobe. It's empty.
Oh.
As you're looking around, though, you do notice, something sitting, in the window box on the northern window.
Oh, something.
No. Is it?
What is it? What do I notice?
A smiling doll in a lacy yellow dress. Freaking
doll. It's not the same doll?
It doesn't appear to be the same doll, but it is. There are cobwebs draping across it like a wedding veil.
I want to look at the desk. See if there's anything on the desk or in the desk.
Go ahead and do a perception or investigation, depending on.
You said the desk had a stool, not a chair?
Yeah, a writing desk with a stool.
It's a 9.
9? Not really much of anything to note. Like, the desk is more or less empty with a bunch of papers about. More or less empty with a lack of any sort of papers about. Even feeling up on it. even feeling around on it, you don't find any kind of secret latch or anything like that. It's just a plain old empty desk. I will say, kind of looking around, along with just the same kind of layer of dust and everything and stuff that the rest of the rooms have had, this one seems particularly unused. Like, at least some of the other ones had, like, there were items in the closets and there were, you know, other things going on. Whereas this is, like, there's nothing empty in the desk, nothing in the wardrobe, anything like that.
Anything on the nightstand?
Nothing on the nightstand.
Okay. That was a dud. Do not touch the doll.
Don't. No.
Backing slowly out of the room.
I wonder if that was the room for the child.
Oh, the one that would have been.
Mm-hmm.
We should give them a name. Much easier to talk about them.
What are the other two?
And Thorn. Oh, Rosenthorn.
And oh, stem. Rose and thorn and stem.
Stem.
Perfect.
Stem. It's a bit of a weird
might have been
name.
Stem's room.
Stem.
Regret that.
Clockwise.
Clockwise.
All right.
All right. So you head off to back into the hallway, off to another door. Dusty chamber packed with old furniture that are currently, well, what you assume to be old furniture, as it's all many multiples of items draped in dusty white sheets.
Oh.
I'm not going to step inside.
Can I examine if any of the sheets look like they've been recently moved?
Go ahead and do a... Are you going to lift anything at all, or are you just looking around?
No, I'm just trying to see if they're dusty, ones that aren't dusty because it's been clearly lifted or anything.
There are none that are not dusty. Like, dust over everything.
Okay, so this room looks untouched in a long time.
Pretty much.
Hmm. Okay.
Next room?
Yes.
What if the key is for something in here?
Oh.
I guess we can come back.
Yeah, let's put that off until later.
Continuing on. Another doorway leading into what appears to be another small bedroom. This web-filled room contains a slender bed, a nightstand, a rocking chair, a wardrobe, and a small iron stove.
These must be Rose and Thorn's rooms up here.
Yeah. Is there any, I'm going to step inside this one.
Okay.
Is there anything that would indicate who lived here? Like, anything in a chest?
Looking around, it's similar to the other room across the hall. There's no sign of anything, no belongings. Everything is just generally covered in dust and unused.
So is there a window box?
There are two window boxes, one directly behind the head of the bed and another a little further along the same wall. But, like, no, nothing present in the window box.
Okay.
I want to open the stove, see if it looks like it's been used recently.
It
comes to life.
Slams on your fingers.
Let go, my chin.
No, it's a stove. There's not much in it, but it is like dirty and black and on the inside.
Mm. Can I light it?
Yeah, you can light it.
I'll light the stove.
All right. A little bit of rattling and clunking as it gets going with the stovepipe and all. And even though the pipe kind of like funnels out of a small hole in the ceiling, you know, just large enough for the pipe to fit, it's very old. So there's a little bit of black smoke feedback kind of sputtering out at you as it lights and...
It's probably a bird's nest in the stovepipe up top.
This has not been used in ages.
Yeah.
Next room.
One more.
All right. The final door is locked.
With an iron lock?
It's there's an iron padlock on it, yes.
Ooh.
It wasn't for the ghost.
I pull out my key with a little flourish and go for it.
Brilliant.
I imagine you like a sommelier showing off a bottle of wine, like,
yeah.
is this a proper vintage for you?
Looks perfect.
So it unlocks.
I put my hand on the doorknob and then look at both of you two.
I nod.
Okay, I open the door.
All right. This room contains a bricked-up window flanked by two dusty wood-framed beds, sized for children.
No.
Closer to the door is a toy chest with windmills painted on its sides, and a dollhouse that is a perfect replica of the dreary edifice in which you stand. Ooh. These furnishings are draped in cobwebs. Lying in the middle of the floor are two small skeletons wearing tattered but familiar clothing. The smaller of the two cradles a stuffed doll that you also recognize.
No! Oh.
Can I take a blanket off one of the beds and just cover the skeletons?
You're certainly free to do so, yes.
Yeah.
I want to go over and kneel down and put my hands on top of the blanket. Okay. And just close my eyes and bow my head and say, whisper, go in peace.
As you're kneeling down there, two spectral forms appear. And they carry the same visage that you witnessed earlier this day. However, it's a bit different. Whereas the images you saw before were seemingly corporeal, these are indeed ghostly and spectral. They obfuscate some light, but they are clearly able to be seen through. And for you stands or floats the ghosts of Rose and Thorn.
Hello?
What are you doing in our room?
We thought you brought us here.
I have not. We've both been dead for some time.
Do you recognize us?
No.
Have you been trapped?
Yes.
You are free to go.
We cannot leave.
Why not?
Our parents have kept us here.
If we move you out, could you?
I don't know.
I mean, we can't get out. So, bit of a moot point at the moment.
Can you not go to the first and second floors?
We have not left this room for ages. Many years ago, our parents locked us in this room to protect us from the monster in the basement. Last thing I remember was feeling cold and hungry, and then nothing.
When your parents left you here, did they leave?
They went down to the basement, like they always do.
How do you get to the basement? We saw no stairs.
And spectral forms, both of them, point to the dollhouse. The older one says,
there's a secret door in the attic.
Okay.
Are you able to leave the room now with the door open?
No.
What binds you here?
Our bodies.
Would you want us to take them somewhere?
Yes, but I know not where.
Well, we'll take them, and when we get out of here, we'll take them somewhere to bury.
We'll give you a proper burial.
Give me, I guess,
maybe
either one of you.
Maybe at the
windmill? Yeah, either one of you give me a persuasion check.
Should I just give it to you with advantage?
I'm a minus one.
J.
Jeez. Okay. We're just gonna... Natural one.
Natural one.
Seven.
Seven.
You can't leave us.
And the ghost of Rose is going to attempt to possess Leah. And the ghost of Thorn is going to attempt to possess Kit. For that, it is...
Maud, it's been lovely.
Yeah.
And just apologies all around for what's about to happen.
What okay. happens to a ghost if you smash their bones?
If their bodies are the problem. All,
each of y'all need to give me a charisma saving throw.
Well, that's not good.
Sorry.
Hey, charisma saving throw. Ooh, we talked about
why
these.
Do I have...
That's an 8
Why do I have a
me?
Good...
It's an 8, right?
19.
Oh, let me 19? Check for saving throw, actually, make sure. But I believe it's 8.
Yeah, mine's higher for the saving throw. Must be proficient for some reason.
Yeah, maybe. It's good. I mean, it's your caster.
8, okay.
Your casting modifier, right?
Yes.
So, ghosts move to possess, mostly because they don't want you to leave. And Rose kind of form like more or less bounces off of Leah as her will is too strong to allow, you know, will of Rose to gain entry, essentially. Kit, however, is possessed by the ghost of Thorn. You are more or less yourself, but you do have the following flaw as you carry this other form with you.
Ooh.
The flaw is, quote, I'm scared of everything, including my own shadow, and weep with despair when things don't go my way.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
You also have a very strong unwillingness to leave the Death House.
And we don't know that yet.
Is that written somewhere so that I don't forget it?
I can send that quote to you.
So... Couple of questions. One, do I know that this has happened?
I mean, you feel like you see and feel the creature like enter you essentially. And I think there is a certain level of awareness because this, like, you're kind of like dealing with another will that now is having having this effect on you. Really depends on how deep do we want to get into the minutiae of how this works.
Yeah, so what I wanted to know is, for instance, is this something that I'm able to fight from time to time, or is this a permanent...
It is something you can attempt to fight from time to time.
Okay. Mechanically, are we talking like every round, or...?
The indication that is given, let me see if I can find it. I'll find it specifically, not even my cliff notes. Let's find the full thing. A character possessed by the ghost Thorn won't willingly leave the Death House or the dungeon below it. Both ghosts can be intimidated into leaving their host with a successful DC 11 intimidation check made as an action.
Okay.
Gotcha. So I can... As an action, intimidate.
Mm-hmm. Essentially.
If we're not in combat, how or when can I...
I would, you know, I don't know. It's kind of loosey-goosey.
Okay.
You know, whenever y'all go explore something else or y'all have a new encounter or cool. something like that. Whatever feels, you know, I guess, good RPG-wise, RP-wise, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I would recommend. It's not really... It doesn't have a really strong indication. Mm-hmm.
That felt weird.
Okay. Listen, kids, maybe Rose, can we bring your body with us and then we won't be leaving you?
Actually, go ahead and give me a persuasion check with advantage okay. for that one.
Oh, 19.
Heck yes.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20, all right.
That... will suffice.
Okay. So...
I think your brother might be... in me? I'm not totally against it. But there's better ways.
I'm gonna start trying to bundle them into a blanket, I guess, right. or a a sheet, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, you can definitely pull some sheets from the beds and wrap them up.
And I guess we'll just... Is it okay if I just sling them over my shoulder? I do it very slowly, looking at Rose for approval or disapproval.
She just kind of just floats there, very noncommittal. Just has accepted the process that is happening now.
Okay, so you can just come with us, I guess. We're gonna go to the dungeon.
I'm gonna walk over to the dollhouse and open it up and look for the entrance to the stairwell.
Try to memorize the layout.
I believe it is a perception check with advantage, since you know what you are looking for.
16.
16, yes. You find all of the house's secret doors, actually.
Hey.
Which, let me see. I just want to make sure. Come on, you. I know. Why is my finger clicking not working?
Mods, do you need help with that?
I
could take Thorn.
I imagine I bundled them together.
I think I might
we could
have
take
Thorn.
Turns, maybe?
I'm assuming we're aware that, like, there's Rose and Thorn is gone.
Yeah.
And must be inside.
So you find, well, you've already found a couple of the secret doors. You do find that the, you found the secret room in the room with the nursemaid. There is also a secret door on the opposite side that goes, so it goes all the way through into the main hallway at the top of the stairs. And then the secret door that you are most interested in is on the wall of the room with the draped furniture. It is going to be, right in that square at the top of that staircase that has been eluding you for so long, just staring at you on the map with no entrance visible anywhere.
I was really beginning to think it was a fan.
Or a shrimp. The dungeon in the dollhouse? Is that a part of the dollhouse?
It is not. No.
Can I just take a peek to see for exit points that the dollhouse presents? Out of any floor of the house, if any.
Yeah, looking around, just that front door.
Okay.
One way in, one way out.
Okay.
This is not up to code.
But yes, that is the location of the secret door as displayed by the dollhouse.
Do you plan to come with us, Rose?
How the nearby.
She slowly starts to fade and dissipate.
Okay, you might not want to see everything.
Right.
If you can close your eyes, maybe we can. All right.
And you don't need a front row seat, Thorn. You could shut your eyes with your sister.
Yeah.
Outside of our new friend's body.
If you want.
Preferably.
Yeah.
I guess we go.
I think we go.
Let's go.
All right. So you're going to enter the storage room. Do you wish to do anything in the storage room? I guess this is the one, ironically, the one room that you left untouched was the room with the secret door you needed.
Looking in, is it dark?
Yep, yeah, it's dark. The rooms continue to be dark as you ascend further into the place. But
would you maybe be okay lighting the stove before I come in?
I don't know if the stove will cast light, but I'll light whatever I can.
Light would be great.
I've got a torch here.
Okay.
Do you want one?
Sure.
I give him a lit torch.
So you can go in and you can light
the
stove.
That candelabra when you need it.
With a little bit of light from the stove. There's still a variety of large pieces covered in sheets. But with the lighting of the stove, you do see nearby the stove cast a little bit of light on a wooden trunk. Kind of tucked away.
Uncovered?
It's poking out from some sheets, more or less.
Should we?
Why did he describe it? You know, you had to tell us, and now I'm going to slowly stand on the side of the trunk and open it.
You open it up, and you see another set of skeletal remains. Go ahead and do an insight check for me.
13.
This, you're not entirely certain, but this does not look unlike the nursemaid you saw before. Majority of the torso is wrapped in a tattered, bloody, dry blood stained bed sheet.
Someone put her here.
Someone murdered the heck out of her and put her here.
Why?
Thorn, do you know what happened? Can I, like, ask myself?
I think asking internally, it's a little more the dead person kind of fear happening.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, and I'm going to actually step back out of the room.
We need you in here, buddy.
I don't want to do that right
trunk.
Now.
Can you shut the trunk?
I shut the trunk.
Okay.
It's gone.
All right.
Whew, I'm pretty brave.
Yeah.
Yes.
Proud of you.
Very good.
And give him a little shoulder punch.
Just great work.
Yep. Sport. Right.
Going down the staircase.
Normal stairs.
Totally normal.
We have so much light.
I'm going to check for the entrance to the staircase.
It's interesting. Many of the secret doors that you found before were quite obvious with a little bit of examination. It looks like someone had modified or changed things to make these secret doors. This one, there's something about it that seems almost supernaturally formed.
Oh.
But it's, it opens up to a long spiraling staircase that appears to descend. I should state a narrow spiral staircase made of creaky wood is contained within a 5-foot wide shaft of mortared stone that descends, starts here in the attic and descends down, down, down. Peering down, you can see thick cobwebs and darkness.
You know what? I don't think I'm going to go in there.
Look, all right, here's our options. Leah, if you'd mind going first.
Absolutely.
I can go behind you because your other option is you stay up here alone. You can be sandwiched in between the two of us with all the light.
I mean, up here does seem safe.
The skeleton.
There's a dead body up here.
True.
And your sister's with us.
And I'll clear all cobwebs on my way down.
I feel like I should roll for this.
We can roll persuasion.
Yeah, you can do a will save. We can do it, still make it like a DC 13 sort of thing, like it was for the possession.
Oh, I mean of whether I would follow them down or not.
I was saying, yeah, and I was saying make it a will save because it's kind of your will against Thorn's will.
Oh, okay.
And so I was just
going to make a 5.
5. Okay. That's, there is a strong amount of hesitance coming from you.
All right.
Am I able to kind of focus inwards and try to kind of talk to Thorn for a second?
You can certainly, kind of turn your will inward.
Okay, then I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to just reach out to Thorn and be like, hey, Thorn, so
hi.
If we're going to help you and your sister, we're going to need to go where it's scary.
I don't like that.
I get that. The thing is, the only way out is through.
But there's monsters supposed to be down there.
And we're going to kill them.
I don't know.
You don't have to help us. But you're going to need to get out of my body to let me do it.
I don't want to.
We can make this the your charisma attempt to force him on out.
This isn't going to be good.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Natural 20.
Uh-oh. That's a dirty one.
I say dirty one.
I blame myself. It feels
like
my fault.
Was possible. Well, dirty it's a one. Yeah, minus one. Yeah. No, I got you. I just haven't encountered it. No.
I don't like it. I don't see why we need to go. We were fine in our bedroom for so long.
I hate to tell you this, but it means your sister's gonna abandon you.
No, I don't want that.
You can make another roll to be your quote unquote advantage with that comment. But if this fails, you're gonna have to wait a little bit before you try again. Yeah, that was that one went home.
11.
11. 11 is, I think that is, let me double check. I think that is exactly what you need to push him out. Yes, you can intimidate him into leaving using your DC 11 charisma check.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I don't like it.
Kind of like sensation lifting up out of your chest as Thorn's form, ghostly form comes out.
Oh,
and
okay.
In the midst of like the kind of like screaming and nervousness, once the Thorn's ghost comes out of you, it practically immediately dissipates. Like, doesn't even hang around to have any kind of conversation or assault you any further. You just gone.
Okay.
Apparently, he doesn't want to be abandoned by his sister, and I book it down the steps. Well, wait. I think I have an opening.
All right.
I gotta carry these two kids.
Anyone ever tell you you'd make a great mom?
How dare you?
Is that really what we're going for here? Wow, okay. All right.
I'd hit you with these kids if you were closer.
So, you begin your descent down this staircase. This staircase. And it's like all of y'all, every single step.
What about the next step?
Just creaking the entire way. Even with the torches, your visibility is pretty low. You can only see about 5 feet in front of you without, you know, you just... Basically, whoever's leading up front is going to have to be continually just whacking away at cobwebs and clearing the area as you descend down. You descend down... 4 stories. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Yes. Am I doing that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2, 1, 4. You descend down 4 stories until you find yourself in a level that's apparently underneath the house proper. This area is carved out of earth, clay, and rock. I guess for context, the tunnels that you, see as you hit the bottom appear to be roughly 4 feet wide by 7 feet high, and you can see timber braces at various intervals supporting this structure. It is dark down here. You are away from, you're no longer in a nicely built house with fireplaces and torches. You find yourself
in cave darkness.
This is cave darkness in earthen tunnels lit by nothing but the torches that you carry with you as you hit the bottom with nothing but yourself and your wits and the forms of 2 small children that you have decided to help find peace. And that is where we're going to cut it till next time.
Oh, jeez.
I will say, with the success of making it through the Death House itself and making it to the dungeon level, everyone gets a level. Everyone gets up to 2nd level. Was anyone interested in multi-classing, or are we just all taking our same normal levels?
Going straight for now.
Straight. Okay, so who wants to roll some hit points before we close it? That's what, D6 for Kate, D8 for Jared, and D10 for Sarah,
I D10?
Think. I think a paladin's a D10.
That's impressive.
Cool.
You can also just take the standard amount, but if you decide to roll, you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
Except unless it's a one. Sorry. We re-roll ones around here.
I rolled a 5.
5 plus your constitution.
Nice. I rolled a 4.
4. Okay, so what's your 5 plus your constitution? What is that?
Constitution plus 3, so it'll be 8.
8. 8 additional points for Jared. For Kate?
4. And where?
I think it's 2, right?
I think it's 2, yeah.
Another 6 points for Kate and nice. Sarah.
Nervous.
That's 10? A 10. That's a freaking 10. Plus your constitution.
12. I doubled my hit points. Jeez.
That's better than rolling a nat 20 well during the game.
Done.
Yeah.
Taking all those hits from that freaking animated armor and freaking broom.
Really helped.
Made it worth
as
it.
As did the berries, because all I lost right.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Ton.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah, so now we'll have, I mean, there'll be new spells available next time. The paladin gets spellcasting ability next time.
Oh, my gosh.
So it'll be exciting as we continue wandering off through this this dungeon. I think that's all I have for now. So I guess, well, hopefully, we'll see y'all next time.
Bye! Bye.